Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live, everyone. Companies spend millions of dollars for seconds of airtime during the Super Bowl. But is it worth it? All the work for it? If the fans don't remember what the product is and search for it? Well, here with more on whether purchasing a Super Bowl ad is good business is Yahoo Finance's Ali Kanal. Ali.
Yeah, Brad, that's exactly the question I wanted to answer, especially since Super Bowl ads are known for their sky-high price tags. According to Variety, on average, a 30-second ad spot this year went for $6 million. That is up from last year's $5.5 million, with some ads going for a record $7 million. And that's just for 30 seconds. So is it worth it? The short answer is yes. I spoke to the CEO and president of data analytics company EDO, Kevin Krim. He told me that brands would have to buy over 100 30-second ad spots in regular primetime to get the same effect as the Super Bowl, since the average viewer is nearly five times as likely to search for a brand advertised during the game compared to everyday primetime TV. He said it's a really rational buy in terms of impact, even during the games that see viewership down. Overall, the data has been very consistent, which is why we keep seeing these prices for ads go up year after year. But when it comes to what makes a Super Bowl ad a massive success, there's normally three components, according to EDO. Number one, an introduction of a new product or service, something that can really grab a viewer amid all the distractions at a Super Bowl watch party. That's why typically we don't see everyday household brands and products like Dawn, for example, do that well. In fact, Dawn underperformed the most during last year's Super Bowl in terms of ad engagement. Number two, successful ads normally have very solid execution on the creative side. Historically speaking, funnier ads perform better than heartwarming ones. Again, going back to that idea of really grabbing a viewer. And then finally, these home run ads almost always have an authentic celebrity to drive home that brand messaging. According to EDO, the most successful Super Bowl ad last year came from glucose monitoring company Dexcom, starring Nick Jonas. The ad was 11 times more effective at driving brand engagement than the median Super Bowl 50 ad. And Krim said that Super Bowl 55 ad, I should say. And Krim said that this ad hit all the boxes, a relatively new product that consumers weren't aware of with an authentic celebrity attached to it. Nick Jonas has been very vocal about his own diagnosis with type 1 diabetes. Other top performers included the auto, entertainment sector, and in total, advertisers in Super Bowl 55 spent an estimated $482 million on in-game Super Bowl ads. So you can expect that number to be even higher this time around.
Well, Ali, that is a staggering number. But with all of those ad dollars going into advertising during the Super Bowl, with all of these success factors that you just laid out in mind, what can viewers expect this year in terms of brands and new advertisers that they could be seeing?
Well, this year, EDO said viewers should expect to see more entertainment and streaming-driven ads, especially when it comes to NBC's streaming service, Peacock. Last year, when the Super Bowl aired on CBS, almost $35 million worth of ad space was dedicated to Viacom CBS launching Paramount Plus. So you can expect NBC to promote its internal brands during the big game as well. Another emphasis this year that might be different from years past will be big pharma. It's sort of a sign of the times as brands like Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, they've really leaned in on their newfound brand identities following COVID-19 vaccine rollouts. They're starting to figure out that they're a brand onto themselves, and they can really go and put that money for the big events like the Super Bowl and really sort of change consumers' perspective. Overall, though, we're going to see a lot of new faces. According to NBC, the big game will feature 30 new advertisers compared to last year's event and representing around 40% of total Super Bowl ads. So a lot to look forward to this year, some new faces. And I know I'm excited. This is one of my favorite parts of the Super Bowl. So good business and entertaining to us viewers.
It's fun that we get some of the drops ahead of time now, Ali, as well, to kind of preview them before and tell everybody in the house, hey, you got to watch this one. Great breakdown, Ali. We appreciate it.